voice.
No worries.
Bad. Great day to lose your voice.
Oh, no.
Premier speech, no voice.
Fantastic. It makes you sound more refined.
You think?
Yeah.
I'd sound tacky.
So you've had such a diverse career. So
weird.
Yeah, I mean,
weird career.
Yeah, I mean,
I know.
So how did you, how, what about this, you know, made you want to come on board and tackle it?
You know, I have had a weird career. I've made some very strange choices. Some of them not good. And
shall remain nameless.
What?
That shall remain nameless.
Let's not talk about the bad ones.
Yeah.
But it's all filmmaking to me. And this was in no way, excuse the pun, alien to me at all. You know, it's like for years people have said, oh, you're doing Space Platoons, how was it doing CG? You haven't done CG before. I go, that's a compliment. I've done it a lot. It's just you've never noticed, you know. Mm. So it's all filmmaking. I loved the territory of sci-fi. And it's you know, I don't get out much, so people don't know what I'm like. They really, I don't have a public persona. But yes, I'm an actor's director, and I come from all that boringly respectable British nonsense past. But I'm a real technician too. You know, I've always been that way. And like I was an obsessive photographer at 14, you know. So it's just using all of me, and I loved it. I think what I liked about the film, though, that it wasn't just about doing a sci-fi movie. It was a bit like a Robert Zemeckis movie in terms of it had massive scope, but with a very sure heart beating at the center, the pulse of it. Do you know what I mean? Like films like Contact, Forrest Gump, Castaway. Do you know what I mean? It's a similar thing that he does, only he's given 3 times more money than I have. Actually, 4 times more money. So I had to do this, you know. But no, I loved it. Loved it.
So, but you talked about Zemeckis having a had budget, but were you at all felt very restricted by whatever budget you had?
Yes.
Were there many things that you wanted to do that you weren't able to?
If I may say, I'm very, very, very good value. I don't want to be good value anymore. I just want more money. But we were given 39 days in which to shoot this.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
It's insane. Now, I have a guy who I've worked with for years is my second unit director, and it's very integrated, and he makes up for that with a lot of going out across the country and doing stuff. But it's okay. I mean, it was right on the edge of being too little, but it's okay. I mean, it doesn't look, when I look at the film now, it doesn't look like it lacks for anything. It doesn't, do you know what I mean? It's fine. You get the scope, it's fine. I was asked to do a cover page, home page for IMDb, an article, and they asked me to mention 10 films that I was influenced by, space or non-space. And of the list, the final one was Million Dollar Baby by Clint Eastwood. And I wrote, yes, it's a weird choice, but it's because Clint shot Million Dollar Baby in 34 days, and he gets to go home at 4:30. Now, I can't go home at 4:30, but there's a decisive camera style you have to adopt. And actually, it's quite nice, because it's quite epic. You linger on your wide shots more. I don't know if you noticed. So I had to apply a very different camera style. And it was kind of enjoyable. Have to rehearse, have to make sure the day's not wasted on discovering a scene. You know, bring everything to the boil so that on that day it hits and not before. You know, so I'm a very prep person. I mean, I'm very, very thorough. But I had to be more so on this movie.
I know you guys were filming on location for at least most of it, so what made Albuquerque the perfect home base, and then how was it also venturing into Vegas and California?
I love being in Albuquerque. You know, I'm British, it's very strange for me to go to places like Albuquerque. All I want is a good bed and a good restaurant, and the crew were lovely, great. But Albuquerque lent itself a lot of the landscape seemed to lend itself. We were drivable to Spaceport, which is Richard Branson's place from where he launches the jets, that whole sequence at the beginning when Gary makes that presentation. I mean, I looked at that location and I said, we've got to do the presentation here. It was originally in a theatre. Very ostentatious, those massive doors, you know, the showman in Gary, you know. So that was incredibly fortunate. As I say, the landscapes, the interiors, things that worked for NASA, it worked really, really well. Vegas was crazy. California, I lived there. I mean, Matador Beach, where the house is at the end, you know. So I've been here 20 years. I used to go to Matador Beach. And it's, do you know Matador Beach?
No.
It's great. And when the tide's out, you can just go around that little corner onto where we were filming, you know. But that was in my head for a year before I made the movie. So Albuquerque worked really well. Yeah.
No,
I know directors. Directors don't have any gossip. They're not interested.
I think I know the spot that you were mentioning. I was thinking about it. And I go, yeah, well, the tide is out. You can write it. you guys shot like in 5 different places?
Maybe more. Mm-hmm. I mean, Albuquerque, Richard Branson's place, Utah for Mars Landscapes. Mm-hmm. John, my second unit director, did a lot of that. Then I do the close with the actors. You know, he does the wide for things like that. It varies, but that's the basic rule. Vegas, Malibu. The scene where they say goodbye at the end when he goes up in the rocket. I don't know if you know this, but they weren't even in the same scene together. I had to contrive it, and I love it when people say their chemistry in that scene was so great, and I go, they weren't there together. But that was down on the beach at Manhattan Beach as a night shoot because I needed a black void into which to shoot it, you know, wherever you can shoot.
And so much of it was actually indoor sets too.
Obviously all the Mars interiors were builds, mm-hmm. Classrooms, school. I decided to go traditional with the school as opposed to a modern school because schools just don't change, you know. We didn't push the futurism on Earth because we wanted to make it identifiable. We wanted to make it feel really imminent, like it's not that far in the future, you know.
Mm-hmm. Self-driving cars are a reality after all, right?
Yeah.
Volvo are very happy. Volvo are very happy with that shot. I said to Volvo, I said, I've got this shot in mind with Gary asleep, and I described it, and then they sent all their people down for that night, and when they saw it, they said, oh my God, it's fantastic. It's a commercial for Volvo. I said, yes, it is, but it's not. It's inadvertently a commercial for Volvo. Do you know what I mean?
Did you try it?
Did you try
taking a nap while driving?
No. No.
So how did you cast the leads? You know, like since you said the chemistry.
It's water.
Oh,
sorry.
This is not a.
Oh, really?
Okay, great. Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Since you spoke of the chemistry, so how did that casting them?
Asa was very much in everyone's mind before we ever started. Brett, her audition was extraordinary. Their natural chemistry as Brit and Asa was so appropriate to the chemistry of Gardner and Tulsa.
We just had a taste of that.
It's extraordinary. She's completely, you know, you think she's going to kind of knock you out. She's so what I call front-footed and combative. And Asa's just of a very gentle spirit. And I think that combination works so well that, you know, by the time they get to the campfire scene, she's disarmed by his neutrality, by his purity. And all her defenses kind of fall away. And that natural chemistry between the two of them was made life a lot easier. It was rather beautiful. It was great. There wasn't a single moment of them competing with each other or not supporting each other. It was really as good as I've ever known.
Did you have a lot of chemistry reads for potential female leads with Asa, since Asa was kind of the...
Absolutely. I auditioned a lot of people for Tulsa.
Okay. And what made Asa the perfect person that you all had in mind from the jump?
Innocence, purity. kind of innocence, purity. Those eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a lie detector. When you look at him, you know. And a kind of a intelligent with a cluelessness.
Yeah, Carla mentioned his freshly hatched quality. That's the way she put it.
Freshly hatched.
It's like the innocence, like the completely earnest.
Totally, fantastic, absolutely. Looking at the world as if for the first time.
And getting Gary Oldman and Carla, you know, and how about how they come in?
Gary's an old friend of mine, 30 years.
Oh, wow.
We go back a long way, British theatre, and we've been trying to work together for 30 years.
That's what I was saying, so you guys, you know, never...
We know each other very well. It was... The thing about Gary, though, is that I wanted the Gary that I know. I wanted Gary Oldman in a good mood. I didn't want Gary latching onto a character and hiding behind a character.
Mm-hmm.
I think he found that at times rather disconcerting and scary because he didn't have a character to hang on to. It's playing very close to home. We were filming the presentation scene at the beginning. He was really enjoying it, and I said, "You're going to be dripping in Prada, and you're going to have a fake tan and Branson-esque hair, you know." And I said, "How's it going?" You know, in the middle of the day. He said, "I'm loving it." He said, "I'll be hosting the Oscars next," because I think he really enjoyed that bravura kind of showman, you know, just having a good time, Gary. You know, nobody's seen that. Have you seen that? Gary just being that neutral, being, do you know what I mean? Just being not a character. Not
we've seen him have a good time, but in a threatening way.
Exactly.
And Carla? And how
Carla? Carla's. I first met Carla. She came into audition for Serendipity in 2000 at my house. And I was so struck with her, and I've tried for 16 years to work with her. She's such a professional, consummate actor. I really have tried to work with her for 16 years. And I think the thing about her, and I hope you would agree in this film, she seems to bring a history to it. Do you know what I mean? To just get the sense with the tiniest hint and detail that she's got a lot going on, a lot of layers there.
Well, I think one last question.
I was just going to say, I thought the two female leads were really wonderful in the film.
Thank you.
You succeeded.
Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Feel better.
I hope so. I hope I can speak tonight. It's going to be interesting.